Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
I'll tell the people them, no?
Well, glory, glory, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And God has some really good things for us tonight. Glory to God. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We put our focus on you, Lord God. Our ears are open to you. Our hearts are open to you, Lord God, to your will, your way, your word, your purpose, your plan. Hallelujah. We are open to you, Lord God, and we say, have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our facilitators tonight, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that within them tonight, Lord God, you will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And each and every one of us will be touched by your very presence. We give you praise and glory for it now, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, yes, we are in boot camp season. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Just preparing us for our boot camp tonight. Now, just before we go into boot camp, I just want to take a moment, let you know what's going on the God in the Mist Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we'll go right into our boot camp, our healing boot camp for this evening. Amen. So wanted to let you know that the God in the Mist Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we're a family of six broadcasts thus far. Glory to God. Anytime you can connect with us by calling area code 516-418-5699. And on Sundays, hallelujah, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this Sunday, I will be preaching and coming from the book of Job. We've been having a wonderful time in the book of Job, looking at it from a different angle than maybe somebody else, some other people have looked at it. So join us on this Sunday, October the 22nd, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, every Monday we have our Bible teaching. That's with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and it is an awesome time in the Lord. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. During those interpretation of tongues, God is telling us some things. He's revealing some secrets to us. Even the week before the attack in Israel, the Lord told us that there would be an attack, and he said the attack would not prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's revealing some secrets to us as we spend time in his presence. So join us every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts during the month, two different broadcasts. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of every month, we have prophetic healing with Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey, who are our facilitators on tonight. Amen. So now the next prophetic healing will be Wednesday, November the 8th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So tell your friends, tell your family, glory to God, about this broadcast and all of our broadcasts. Hallelujah. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that's coming up, this next Wednesday is the fourth Wednesday of the month, is our newest addition to Get 'Em Radio. And we call it the Anointed Pandemic Babies. Our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. And what we do is we're looking, well, the Lord has highlighted these babies from newborn to 4 years old. And these babies are doing things that are far beyond their years. The Lord is pouring out his spirit on these babies. Hallelujah. They've made it through abortion, they've made it through the pandemic, and they still need prayer. Hallelujah. So we're praying for the children, we're praying for the parents as well. Amen. So join us and share stories, share testimonies from your from the Anointed Pandemic Babies in your life. Amen. And then Thursdays, that's what we're doing tonight. This is our Thursday night edition, and we have been in boot camp season, August September, August, we did evangelism boot camp. September, we did spiritual warfare boot camp. And in October, we're doing the healing boot camp. Now, that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, in November, hallelujah, in November, Get 'Em Radio is celebrating its 11th anniversary. So we're going to celebrate. We're going to praise the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah towards us these 11 years. Glory to God. That's still going to be every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And then, just in case you want to know what's going on in December, we're going to have a prophetic boot camp. Glory to God. So we're going to have some our facilitators are going to be prophets, and we're going to have a prophetic boot camp. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. And now without further ado, hallelujah, we're going to go to our guest speakers tonight, our facilitators of the Healing Boot Camp, Elder Philip Hockey and Minister Linda Hockey. Good morning. Good morning. Good evening, y'all.
Well, I guess it's morning somewhere, but yeah, good evening, everyone. Welcome aboard.
Definitely. Good evening. It's a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Good to have both of you here tonight. I know last week Minister Linda did an excellent job of facilitating last week, and we praise God for her. Hallelujah. So it's good. We got the double blessing tonight.
Thank you so much. And you're such a blessing to us and to all of the people listening, sister.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to you all. And look forward to hearing what the Lord is saying tonight.
I'd like to include, not that this is the only thing that we would do, but I would like to include impartation and activation either in a group way or an individual way for people who want more anointing, specifically around healing, or want to have different anointings than they've had in the past, or expand into new areas, or just to have more of what they already have. There's biblical basis and biblical precedent for activating and getting people built up in their faith and actually even in some cases receiving gifts from other folks who are operating in a gift. Now, I don't presume that Linda and myself have every single gift flowing, but we have some anointings flow off and on, and some more on than off. And I also know the biblical precedents in the biblical areas that gifts that people desire can also be stirred up and sometimes administered through prayer or laying on of hands or prophesying over people. So I hope I'm making sense, but what I'd like to do is to spread around whatever anointings Linda and I and Apostle Kizzy have. I'd like to spread those in a greater way to the people listening. Or if you have a specific type of anointing that you've been wanting, even if the three of us don't really operate that way, we could still pray for you that it would begin to start operate, whatever you're desiring in your heart would start operating in a greater way. And I hope that makes sense to everybody. That's one of the things I'd really like to include tonight. Not that we won't pray for people to get healed. I am not saying that. But I'm saying I really want to include maybe stirring some people up and giving you more Holy Ghost juice to minister healing. I guess that's what I'm trying to kind of say. There's biblical examples of this, and for those of you that have an app handy or a Bible handy, if we could go to a scripture that people know very well, back at toward the end of Deuteronomy, and let's see. I had it, and then I went away from it. Okay. Now we want to hold Deuteronomy. All right. Chapter 34 in the book of Deuteronomy. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, did as the Lord commanded Moses. So I know that verse doesn't specifically say healing, but there's a principle there, a biblical principle that or most all of what Moses had operated, at least the spirit of wisdom, was passed on from Moses to Joshua. Now, maybe Joshua didn't do as many miracles as Moses did. Okay, fair enough. He didn't really. But there was some of Moses' ministry that was imparted. And that's what I'm trying to get at. And the Bible makes it very plain here. You know, the spirit of wisdom was upon Joshua because Moses had laid his hands on him. We could go to the book of Acts. You got an app or a Bible with you? You could go to Acts chapter 6. Now, the story is when they were choosing the seven to minister the food and so forth, because they're just getting so many disciples, not everybody could get something to eat, okay? So the group chose out seven people, you know, who seemed like they'd be good candidates. And when they set them before the apostles, Acts chapter 6, verse 6 says, and when they set them before the apostles, whom they set before the apostles, and when they prayed, they laid their hands on them. So in this case, there was prayer and laying on of hands, not necessarily to impart exactly all the apostolic gifts from the apostles onto these seven men, but to empower them to do a job that needed to be done. But we noticed that pretty soon, right after this, Stephen and Philip were doing miracles similar to what the apostles done. So that lets me know that something rubbed off, glory to God, there was something that rubbed off from the apostles onto these men, at least in a partial measure, and especially two of them, because they started operating in miracles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you still got a Bible with you, if you still got an app, Let's go to Acts chapter 13, shall we? We're already there in Acts chapter 6. Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Now, this is talking about Paul and Barnabas being sent out for their first missionary journey. Okay? And Acts chapter 13, I'm not going to read the whole verse, but 13 verse 1 says, certain prophets and teachers, and they list some men, you know, who called Barnabas and then Saul. All right? And in verse 2, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now, pay attention to verse 3. This is what I want us to get here. So when these prophets, they were either prophets and teachers or prophets or teachers, and when this they were meeting kind of as a group, I guess, of leaders or whatever, and having special time of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit spoke through one of them and said, hey, it's time to send out two of my guys and get them ready. Well, in verse 3 it says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and sent them away. So what we're doing here is establishing a biblical precedent of laying hands on folks to impart, you know, additional spiritual giftings and so forth. Now, you might be saying, well, this is a radio show. I don't think there's anyone going to be laying hands on anybody. We're all in different states, all in different communities across the nation. I understand that. But just like sometimes when we pray for people and we feel the power of God going out of our hands into people who are in other states like we do on a Wednesday broadcast, that same principle can operate here and be helpful to activate and accelerate and impartate. I think I just made that word up. But giftings and so forth in healing or other ministries that you may want. So are y'all still out there? Are y'all still with me? Y'all still plugged in? All right.
Yes. Amen. Good. Hallelujah.
All right. Let's just give a couple more biblical examples, and then we'll start getting into personal things. Let's go back to Timothy. In fact, I think we could find something in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we could probably find down in verse 14, this is Paul's exhortation to Timothy, of course, his son in the faith. 1 Timothy 4:14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. So that must have been some group of elderly spiritual, whatever, maybe spiritual pillars or whatever, and they laid hands on Timothy and imparted something to him. If we go a little further, if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll see a very similar verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Well, here's the summation of what we've been talking about, is that in several cases, we have at least one Old Testament case, and of course we could talk about Elijah and Elisha, but we got at least one Old Testament case and several New Testament cases where spiritual giftings or anointings or whatever were kind of passed on. Sometimes it was passed on in a full measure. Sometimes it was passed on in a partial measure. But that's a Holy Ghost biblical principle. And I think we've given enough scriptures that, that people could take these verses that we've looked at. You could research them and, you know, dig on them a little bit. And if this is something new to you, then you could learn, hey, this is for real. And if it's not new to you, we're just reminding you of it and maybe stirring you up. And that's good. So we see that there that it's possible and it's happened before in the Bible multiple times where spiritual giftings, spiritual abilities can sometimes be passed on or activated, ignited, from one to another. That doesn't mean that that's the only way that the Lord will use people or the only way that God will impart a gift to someone. Actually, you know, the Bible says Jesus gave gifts unto them. So he doesn't really need us to do anything. But sometimes he just includes us in what he's doing in someone's life. Okay? I will give you an example. Little Linda here, I call her Little Linda, because she's rather short. Off and on in her life, she did have healing anointing that she could, or sometimes people would feel coming out of her hands, okay? That happened in her life off and on long before she knew me. But one of the things that started happening more regularly when we would minister together in like a healing workshop or minister together at home or whatever is she started to have that anointing more often. And that's what I'm getting at. And now she has it fairly regularly. And in fact, just Monday night, we had a little getaway for an early birthday thing for me. And I was attacked with some bad symptoms. And we were out in the middle of nowhere in a little, you know, country town or whatever. I was having some symptoms, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost came upon her, and she prayed over me, and the symptoms were gone in less than 30 minutes, and I was fine the rest of the night, and I was fine the next day, and I'm still fine. But the point I'm trying to get is, you know, I didn't solely pass that on to Linda. I just kind of, when we started ministering together, those giftings kind of came to the forefront. So this wasn't one of those times where I actually laid hands on her. I said, receive this kind of gift, praise God in the name of Jesus. It really wasn't like that. But by associating with me and hanging around with me more and more as we ministered together, the anointing that was coming out of my hands began to kind of start coming out of her hands, and the anointing that used to come out of her hands started coming out of her hands more often, and she grew. And that's the point I'm trying to make. She grew in it. She developed. It accelerated. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And that's the point, or that's an example, a real-life example of what I'm talking about. And hoping that people will get energized tonight and say, you know what? I want more of a healing anointing. I want word of knowledge anointing. I'd like to have power coming out of my hands. I'd like to have power coming out of my mouth in a greater way, et cetera, et cetera. I'd like to see some of the things that Apostle Kizzy does and prophesies over people. I'd like to see more of that in my life. I'd like to see more anointing in my life is just when people are stretching their hands out and there's literally Holy Spirit power coming out and affecting a healing and a cure in people's bodies. And there we go. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll give you another example, not necessarily by laying on of hands or anything like that, but just operating a gift and flowing in a gift. I can tell you I have watched it in Apostle Kizzy. She has prophesied and so forth for a number of years. But in my opinion, I think she, and I, in fact, I know, she has a greater anointing and a greater accuracy and pinpoint accuracy. Not that years ago she wasn't accurate. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that whatever level of accuracy and propheticness, if that's a word, that was occurring in Apostle, I see that more pronounced now in these in later years. I see it stronger. I see it even more accurate. Okay? So there's always more. There's always more for us to go after. That whatever level we have attained, or if we haven't attained any level, there's always a place to begin. If you've never laid hands on a single person and seen them healed, there's a place to begin. If you've never had a prophetic word for anybody in your entire life, there's a place to begin. And if you're operating at a high level, you know what? There's more. There's more. God wants to use you more. God wants to use me more. Whew. Well, glory to God.
I'd like to add to that.
I'll add to it.
That, you know, you don't have to necessarily be called a minister or be pastoring a church or be an evangelist to have this happen. I was just smiling because it can be in your secular work, and people can feel that anointing, and sometimes they don't even know what it really is, but they find out. And I was a makeup artist for many years, and I would be given facials, and people would feel it. They'd say, oh, my, you must be a very spiritual person. There's heat coming out of your hands. And I would tell them about Jesus. And somehow when they'd sit in my chair, they'd tell me about every problem they had. And that was that anointing that was coming out was to minister to them, but be it in healing or salvation. But that healing, that to pray for the sick and everything doesn't just have to be people in ministry. I really want to add that. It can be, and if you are in ministry, if you have a secular job, it can be wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, that you can minister. And I just thought of that, and I thought, well, that's something to share, that even people could feel it, that I was giving facials to.
Amen. So, Apostle, do you have comments, questions, anything you want to add, anything you want us to clarify, or any kind of thing that we've been talking about for the past, you know, several minutes? What's your 2 cents worth? Praise God.
2 cents. Okay. Well, you know what? This is wonderful. It's wonderful. Good biblical examples, good examples in you know, in your life, in our lives. Hallelujah. And love that part where, you know, if you don't feel like you have any anointing to flow in healing or even prophecy right now, there's more. You know, if it's just a little, there's more. If you have a lot, hey, there is more. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I think about what Jesus said. He said, greater works than these will you do, for I go to be with the Father. Amen.
Yeah.
And so it's so much more that he does have for us, and he wants us to have it. And, you know, I have seen, you know, impartations with people over the years where, you know, the Lord has had me to lay hands on them and impart to them.
Yes.
I've seen it where there's a friend of mine. Now, she had her very own anointing. She was no novice when we met. The Lord put us together, and we ended up being roommates for 5 years. Well, she had her own anointing. God had, you know, blessed her. And, of course, you know, I had my own anointing. But just from being around each other, you know, that close around for 5 years, there were some things in her life that was imparted to me and things in my life by the Spirit of the Lord that was imparted to her. And Amen. Activated. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Accelerated. Glory to God. Amen. And then, you know, laying on of hands by the presbytery, just recently, I went to New Jersey, and several people I knew were being ordained as elders. And so as part of the ordination, there was a laying on of hands by the presbytery. And the presbytery is, you know, a group of ministers who've been operating in different gifts for years. And so we had an opportunity to lay hands on these men and women who were being ordained as elders. And so that was a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. And, I mean, even when I was ordained, you know, ones laid hands on me as well. And, you know, I end up falling out on the floor. But I got up with a new anointing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. So those are wonderful examples, and they're great, you know. And I could, you know, I've been in different ministry settings where people would come. Randy Clark, Bill Johnson, for example, and you know, do lots of teaching, but also have some times of impartation. And I specifically saw them operating in words of knowledge, and I wanted that. Well, I didn't have it. And they prayed over me and imparted to me and so forth, but I still didn't see any change. I just didn't feel it. I mean, I fell out, you know, and so forth, but there were no instant changes. As far as that, okay, there were other things that started to happen, okay, but in my case, it was actually a few years more before the words of knowledge began, okay? And I'm not saying it always has to be that way. I'm just saying there's a growth, that there's that's what I'm trying to say. There's always an expansion. There's always a growth, And when something like that occurs, you always get something. Sometimes you can see it right away, and it starts happening and starts manifesting right away. In other cases, yes, you might not, but you might not see it instantly begin to manifest all the time. But that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit isn't in there percolating it and growing it and watering it for the time where they can come to a bigger harvest, okay? So
hallelujah.
I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know what the Lord's going to do for the rest of the broadcast. I'm open and hoping that people will be led to call in and be prayed over or be prophesied over by Apostle or prayed over by Linda or something, or that, you know, something in you will be stirred and kindled afresh, or maybe birthed new for the first time, or, you know, your spiritual horizons will be expanded, you know, something, you know, many things, lots of things. And in addition, I don't want to leave the impression that we will not pray for people to be healed. That's not the impression I want to give. But I don't want to limit what we're doing to that. It's very important to me to get... I just feel in my heart there's people out there that are on the broadcast tonight that you, whatever level you're at, you could be God has so much more for you. And maybe Apostle and Linda and myself could just be a little bit of a help in getting you there. You know, and kind of scooching you along to where God wants to get you. And if we can do that, then praise God, tonight was worth every second of being here. You know? And if you have a big breakout and tomorrow you suddenly have all kinds of new anointings, well, then that's good, too. We welcome that with open arms. But I don't know who you are, so I'm not going to call out names or anything, but I do believe there are people that are out there that would like to step into some new things, and we would like to pray for you about that and with that and to see if we could just minister to you and help you get where God really wants you to be.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Kind of specific about
you.
No, no, go ahead.
Okay. How about if we start off with a general prayer of impartation, activation to everyone who's listening, those who are on the line right now, and those who will listen in the future. And we'll start with that, and then we'll have people to press. You can press your number one key, and we'll speak to you individually. Amen. I see you, Pastor Price, already. We're going to open with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. And but anyone else, you can press your number one key, and we'll be opening up the lines in a few moments, so you can go ahead and get in the queue. So, amen. And so, in the meantime, you know, we could do just an overall group declaration, impartation, activation. Hallelujah. Over everyone.
Yes.
Amen.
And right before we do that, let me give just a very, very brief timeline to give you a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about. When I was really young and, you know, just a, I don't know, college age guy, you know, that's when I first, you know, started learning that we could actually pray for people and believe God for healing. And so I just started out with just doing it because the Bible said so, okay? As time progressed on, once in a while, there were times that the person that I would pray for would actually feel the power of the Holy Spirit going into them. Now, at that time, I wasn't feeling anything going out of me, okay? There was a season where, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes people could feel the Holy Ghost going into him, but I didn't know it, okay? Mm-hmm. Then years later, I went through a season where I started to have this whatever it was, where the power of the Holy Spirit was coming out of my hands, and nobody told me what it was or how to do it or anything. You know, I didn't know anything. You know, what is this? Oh, what's the matter with my hand? What's the matter? Are they sick? You know, but I didn't know. What is this? It's a weird feeling. But then I finally figured, well, I don't know. Let's just try it. And we did. You know, we put our hands on people. People did well. Okay. And that was another season. Years later, there was another season where the words of knowledge really took the forefront, and that began to operate. You call out things and pray over them, or whatever you call out, bless God, gets healed, praise the Lord. And then there was another season where the hand power stuff, you know, kind of took precedence. So what I'm trying to say is that there's ebbs and flows, and there's different seasons that the Lord can and will lead. I only share that not to, because we need to know my personal history, because we don't need to know my personal history, but to let you know, there could be different seasons that the Lord has ready for you. And he might have been wanting to do something like that with you all along. You just didn't ask him, you know. He'd been waiting on you. He'd been waiting for you all this time, you know. So it's all different manifestations of things. And an apostle, for example, I'll use her. She has an absolute anointing that you could, if you were there with her, you could see it, but you could hear it in her voice and the things that she says coming over the radio broadcast. And I'm speaking specifically when she ministers to people who've had trauma and so forth. Now, that doesn't mean she doesn't have anointings in other areas, because she does. But there's a special anointing that I see and recognize that administers to trauma, okay, and gets rid of trauma and relieves trauma and physical symptoms and so forth that are related with that. Well, maybe a few more of us should have that kind of anointing. What do you think, huh? Okay, all right. So anyway, okay, enough out of me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just kind of excited here. So,
amen.
All right. I believe you'd said that maybe we could start with a general prayer. Would now be the time for us to move. Okay. All righty.
Amen.
I'm going to ask little Linda to hold my hand and join with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name on behalf of every single person who's listening in tonight or who's listening in the future. You know their heart. You know their desire. You know what they want. You know what they need. You know where they can expand and be a bigger blessing in all kinds of areas. I'm asking that you would send your Holy Spirit to them and upon them in glory to God in new and various ways, that manifestations and gifts of the Spirit and special anointings of the Spirit would begin to start happening in their lives according to your will, and that more of your Spirit would be manifested upon them and through them, and that more glory would come to the name of Jesus Christ. I'm asking that you impart healing anointings. I'm asking that you impart special anointings. I'm asking that you impart words of knowledge and different ways of having words of knowledge. I'm asking that you would cause a literal anointing to come out of people's hands. I'm asking that your Spirit would come upon people and they would feel it coming out of their mouths, coming upon their person and out their mouth, flowing and healing. Inner healing and outer healing, inner healing and physical healing. I'm asking that you cause people to rise up and have words of knowledge beyond anything that I've ever had. I'm asking that you give people words of knowledge in brand new ways, not just feeling sicknesses or pains in their bodies, but maybe actual word pictures or you talking to them and revealing to them what somebody might have. I ask that you would do words of knowledge far beyond what Apostle Akissi and myself and Linda have had. I'm asking you to do it in the three of us even more than we've ever had. I'm asking that your Spirit, that your tangible anointing coming out of people's hands would touch some and touch this one and touch that one and touch another one and begin to give these things, Lord, in a greater way, please. We ask for this in Jesus' name. I ask that the gifts of healings would be in manifestation, that discerning of spirits would be in manifestation, and the gifts of miracles would be in manifestation in Jesus' name, Lord. And I ask that you would stir people's hearts who are listening right now or maybe in the future, that you would speak to their hearts and let them know, hey, I want you. I want you for this as well. I will do this in you as well. And I ask that you cause their spiritual antennas to be, you know, in tune with you, and that their spiritual attention would be on you and ready for these sorts of things. And ask that you would brood over them, brood over their hearts, and cause things to be nurtured in their hearts, and that they, so that they would move in a greater anointing of your spirit, especially with you, but any anointing that you want to get. Lord, I ask that you raise people from this broadcast and also in the future. I ask that you raise people up with a strong, mighty healing anointing, so that the name of Jesus would be glorified in a greater way, and that people would be helped, and that the body of Christ would be ministered to, and that the sick would be healed, and that the lost would come into the kingdom in a greater way than ever before. We ask these things in Jesus' name, Lord. You know the ones you're looking at right now. You know the ones you're looking at their hearts right now and what you want to give them. And I ask that you stir them, Lord. And I pray for them that they would receive what you want, what you're so willing to give. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. And I thank you and I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Woo, amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus. Very
good.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whew. Well, I know I was feeling heat all over. Started sweating. Hallelujah.
Father, let nobody say, oh, not me. Oh, not me. No. Don't let anyone say that, Lord. Don't let anyone think that. Don't let that come around in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Well, over here, there's such a thing. You could just in our little bedroom here, you could practically feel the spirit. I mean, you know, you could just feel it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like I'm just soaking up the anointing. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do what you want to do, Lord, in people. I know there are specific people out there. You want to give them tangible anointings. I know you want to give them words of knowledge. I know you want to give them anointings that I might not have even thought about. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, wow.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Do you have anything you want to say, little woman?
Well, I just got it. You're asking. Well, I can tell you earlier tonight, the Lord was impressing on me in Luke 17. And whenever the lepers said to Jesus, I have a different version here, so it says it a little different. I'll read it to y'all. the 10 men healed. While traveling to Jerusalem, he passed between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with serious skin diseases met him. They stood at a distance and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he told them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And while they were going, they were healed. Now, what that made me think of tonight is that when we're praying tonight, if you are not healed immediately, go and believe and be healed on the way. Go and believe and be healed on the way. Now, this version says that 10 men with, how does it put it, with serious skin diseases. Another version says with leprosy, as we well know. But that's what was just being really impressed upon me was go and be healed. You know, don't let your faith grow. Go and be healed, even though if everything says you're not going to be, even if everything is pointing against you, touch the hem of his garment and go and be healed. I just really was impressed on the book of Luke and Jesus talking about the children, letting them come unto me. He wants to heal the little children that are sick. God might lead you to go and pray for a bunch of babies at who knows where. But he loves the children, and he loves us. So I guess that's what I had to say tonight.
Yeah. Well, Apostle, Christy, what do you
Amen.
What's in the spirit that should be next? What? How do you feel led?
Well, the prayer was wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a good time to open up the line. Amen. And I can tell you with a blessed assurance that I received tonight. And I thank God for receiving. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Stephen.
I received the impartation, the activation. Praise God. I received what you said, Minister Linda, and just be open to whatever God is doing, you know, receiving these gifts and being prepared to just walk it out any way the Lord wants us to do that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, amen. Amen. And, as we're going to open up the lines, I was thinking, it ran across my mind a couple of times, is that when the Lord gives a new gift, even as you were saying, Elder Phillip, about your hands started getting hot, you really didn't know what that was, you know, and the Lord will... When he puts in a new gift, you know, we'll have a new discernment that we didn't have before. And the Lord wants us to, at that point, is just acknowledge to him. You know, acknowledge to him, this is something different. I don't know exactly what this is. You know, but this is what I'm perceiving. You know, I see men walking as trees, you know. And so you know, let the Lord, just tell the Lord about it. And any gift that he gives to us, this is what I've learned over time, is gifts have been, the Lord has imparted gifts. Is that, you know, it feels maybe a little strange or whatever, and then he's not going to want you to, like, fully operate in it right from that second, but we kind of grow into it. And that's what Elder Phillip was saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the gift, absolutely. Of course he can use it immediately, but the gift is that, you know, you grow into that gift, and after a while, you'll have we'll have the communication with the Lord, and can be able to flow in that gift. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
So I guess
very
I'll
welcome.
Say it like this. Say it again.
No, very well put.
Amen. So what we do is we thank you. We acknowledge the gift, grow in the gift, and flow in the gift.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now. I see you, Pastor Price. I see you, Reverend Treva. Anyone else, go ahead and get in the queue. And we're going to open the line now for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Opening up the line now. And hopefully this is a good time for you, both of you. Uh-oh. Getting a lot of feedback there.
Well, that's because I had two phones on. Well, I don't know whether did you all just want to pray for Mom? She's resting. She woke up as I began to speak. So that would be her contribution from you all, from her receiving from you all.
Amen. Amen.
How you want to do this?
Well, we want to say, too, that Pastor Mom has been doing better.
Yes, she has.
Since the last time she received prayer for coughing, that's gotten better.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then even her speech has improved.
Yay!
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Someone told her, we just got a new car, and she said, "Well, what did you do with the old one?" You know, so she thinking about things and all of that. So we thank God for what He's doing. So you all. Go ahead and pray for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we lift Pastor Mom to you. We thank you for the progress that you're giving and making. We thank you for the evident healing in the area of coughing. We pray for and ask for your anointing to come upon her to continue to strengthen her mind, her thinking processes, her speech processes in Jesus' mighty name. We ask that her mental
clarity.
The mental clarity in Jesus' name and clarity of thought and clarity of speech in Jesus' name. And that the mechanisms that fire between thought and speech be continually healed and strengthened in Jesus' name. And let your Holy Spirit miraculously continue to come upon Pastor Mom and improve her, strengthen her, and keep working healing upon and within her. We ask that. We believe you for it. We trust you. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for it, which you've already done, but are asking for more, and we appreciate it. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I stand in agreement with that prayer, as I do every night, over Mom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe it.
Praise God.
Great work, great work. Thank you so much. Well, I just want to say good evening to you all. Good to be back on the service again. And I pray that I can
good
remember.
Good.
Yeah.
everything I want to say tonight. But I first of all want to say to Apostle that she's one that really kind of had the gift of pushing people into another level. And I think tonight and even this whole month with you all being on, I think this is something God has manifested in you all for another level. Tonight was just all
awesome. Thank you.
Yes, and I just want to say thank you all so much for your new level God has placed you all in. And
thank you, Lord.
I just want to say thank you also. It also, the scripture that you are, one of the scriptures, I was encouraged with all the scriptures, but the main scripture I was encouraged with was, for this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. Yeah. And I know, you know, I've always had a desire to lay hands on people and for them to be healed. But sometimes I just don't do it, you know. Not to, if the Spirit really, you know, if I really, really hear the Lord really, really loud, sometimes he had to speak to me real loud. And I see someone that needs prayer for healing, I'll go on and do it. But I'm just kind of drag my feet with it sometimes. But you all really encouraged me tonight. And so I'm like the lady on the commercial that went to the lawyer and said she want more. So I miss more than that. I want more.
Yes.
More, Lord, tonight. But also,
well,
as Jabez says, Lord, enlarge my territory in the name of Jesus.
Expand me,
Lord God, tonight because of the words that you all spoke tonight. I'm asking God, and I would want prayer for that also, that God would expand me, that I would go on and not drag my feet when it comes to people praying. I just want more.
Yes. Well, I would, if you've still got a few more minutes, I'd like for the three of us to pray over you specifically while you're on the air. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. That's what I'm asking. Yes.
More.
More.
All right. Heavenly Father, we now specifically come to you on behalf of Pastor Catherine. I would ask that every desire that she has, that you would fulfill it, that you would multiply it, speaking specifically of ministry type things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I stretch my hands toward her, and I ask that in your will that you would begin to use her hands like you use my hands. I will not try to tell you exactly how to do that, Lord, for you are Lord and I am not. But I'm asking you to start using her hands like you use my hands. I am asking you, Lord, to start moving upon her in your way for words of knowledge, however you would want to do it through her. I ask that you would impart words of knowledge and healing to her. And Lord, my another request that's a little bit off the script, but I'm asking that you would stir up a gift that I've seen operate through her in the past, where she had a gift of laying hands, and for people to receive the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking, Lord, because I've seen a season of that, Lord, where person after person received the gift and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I recognize that gift upon her. And I'm asking that you supercharge and recharge. And if that gift has not been being used, I ask that you would bring it to the surface along with the healing gifts in Jesus' name. Now I lay hands on her head in the name of Jesus. And as the Bible said, as Moses imparted wisdom into Joshua, I lay hands on her head and I impart whatever you want her to have. Anything that I've got, I want her to have it. Anything that I don't have it, and you want her to have it, I want you to have it. I impart spiritual giftings in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Use this woman in ways that you've never used her before. Use her in a measure that you've never used her before, in ways you've never used her before. And in Jesus' mighty name, I ask it. I believe you for it, and I feel your power going out of my hands. I hope to goodness, Lord, you're imparting some good spiritual stuff to her, and I believe you are in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I thought about the scripture that says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light. So, yeah, it's only the good and perfect gifts can come from him. Hallelujah. And what I wanted to join with that prayer and add, Lord God, your word says that the righteous are bold as a lion. We thank you, Lord God, for an impartation and an activation of boldness in Pastor Catherine.
Yes, Lord.
As you have given her a boldness for evangelism, we thank you, Lord God, that same boldness will be upon her for healing as well in the name of Jesus, that she will step boldly, not timidly, but boldly into any situation, any circumstance, as you lead her, Lord God. Hallelujah, and prepare to pray for healing. We thank you for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Linda, anything?
She's been getting several phone calls from relatives, so she stepped out to hurry them along. So, not that so she didn't want to be a disruption in here. So praise the Lord.
Well, thank you all so much. I received in the name of Jesus more.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you all so much.
Hallelujah. That's
amen.
Wonderful.
Thank Lord. You. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm going to open up the next line, but I was thinking, when she said more, it made me think about I was at Pastor Rick Shelton's church here in St. Louis years ago. And, you know, he was praying for people. He was laying hands on people and impartation, you know, and people were dropping like flies all over the place and falling out. And I wasn't falling out. This may have been about 25 years ago. And I wasn't falling out. And they were like, you might as well go ahead and fall. And I screamed out, I want it all.
That's awesome. That's good.
So that just came out of my spirit. I want it all. And then he's like, well, take it then. And that's when I fell out.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right. Opening up the line now for Pastor Price, and then we have Reverend Treva, and then we see you as well, Minister Carey. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle, and Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and all of the precious saints in your respective places. I'm calling for prayer, but first I wanted to say that I thank God for the impartation tonight. I receive the impartation, the anointing, the activation, even to another level. In Jesus' name, I receive it in my own life. And as you said, Apostle, I want it all. I want all that you have, Father, for me and for us. And so I receive this tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for this impartation service tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The other
Amen.
Thing I want to is in prayer for is that I've when I called before about my leg, on the left side, the left leg, that the pain went away. The pain has gone away, but the swelling has been like for maybe like the last couple of weeks still being there, the pain on that left leg. Not the pain, the swelling on the left leg. And I'm just asking you all to join in agreement with me about that. The other thing is concerning my lungs. I don't have any kind of, you know, cough or cold, but when I begin to go, I go try to, you know, do a little walking and I had been finding that I would get a little winded when I would be walking. And so I'm praying about everything in the respiratory system. The other thing is the under the shoulder blades in the back, under the shoulder blades on the left and on the right. My daughter has been going through that, my daughter Amber, and when she comes by me, the Lord lets me, give me a word of knowledge to let me know she's been hurting. And so I want prayer for my daughter Amber, too. She's asleep now, but to have prayer for Amber for her feet. She had a swelling on her left foot at the top, and she's been had some headaches. To the top of her head. She's in a kind of a job that's kind of intensive in some ways. And so with the top of her head, she's had some headaches, and I've been standing with her. And also that thing to the under the shoulder blades and with her legs and her feet. So I just want to – and with her chest, it's like – it's not, you know, like somebody would have, it's like sometimes an anxiety tries to come up on her chest. So I just ask for prayer for Amber as well as for myself.
Okay. So, we can start with Amber, I guess, and then we'll finish with you. So there's pains in the top of the head. There's shoulder blade under the shoulder blade problems and anxiety in the chest and also anything else?
With the foot. Uh-huh. She asked me to come last night and I was laying hands on her for that, on the top of that foot that she's been having trouble with, that foot on her left foot at the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to pray for Amber. She's definitely a wonderful servant of you and a beautiful young example, and we appreciate that very much. So I lay hands on Linda's left foot as a point of contact to release the Holy Ghost. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we loose this anointing out of our hands to cause healing and wholeness on this foot. We speak to you, foot. We command every disease, everything be gone in Jesus' name. Any condition to be gone in the name of Jesus. And the anointing destroys you. The anointing destroys you in Jesus' name. I lay hands on top of Linda's head as a point of contact, and I let the power of the Holy Spirit come out of our hands In the mighty name of Jesus, I demand that these headaches cease. Now you stop in the name of Jesus. You've been here long enough. Now you're done. And in Jesus' name we thank you, Father. Your anointing's going in. We consider it done. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now these shoulder blades. In Jesus' name. Pain in the back, under the shoulder blades. Rebuke and take authority over you. You cannot trouble Amber anymore. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon us right now. We order you to cease in your attack on Amber in Jesus' name. And we set her free in Jesus' name. And also the thing in the chest, from the attacks on the chest, you are to be no more. You are to cease in Jesus' name. We set Amber free in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have heard us. And we give you praise and glory, all of it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell me again, left or right leg is having a swelling?
Left foot and left leg.
Left foot, left leg. Right. Heavenly Father, we do give you praise in that the pain has left. We're very thankful for that. But we have an opportunity to pray again and to minister to Pastor Price regarding the swelling in the foot and the leg. Now, in Jesus' mighty name, we order this swelling to stop. We command you to begin to shrink. Leg, I take authority over the cause, the root cause of this swelling. If there's water retention, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. If there is excess salt, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. If there is any other kind of condition, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit going out of our hands, and I thank you it's going into her leg. It's especially going a whole lot into her foot. She's very receptive to your spirit, so she can probably feel you upon her. But I thank you, Lord, that you're... Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's definitely power going in. I loose this power out of our hands into the leg and the foot, but especially the foot. I thank... Glory to God. There's a really strong wave going in right now. You have grabbed it. You have taken it. You are like the woman that touched Jesus' garment. I mean, she took that anointing. You're taking that anointing from the Holy Ghost just through our hands as a little side there. Thank you, Lord. We let this power soak to Pastor Price's foot and leg, and we thank you that you're shrinking it. You're causing the swelling to begin to dissipate, starting now.
Amen.
And we give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And for the respiratory system, open up my lungs and respiratory system.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hate
problems.
I mean, I hate all problems, but I really hate respiratory problems.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, here we go. In the name of Jesus. All right, I lay... Oh, there it is right there. Well, you've been eager for this. You've been eager and ready for all stuff. You've been eager and ready for a manifestation of his spirit and this respiratory. For we lay hands on you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we allow this anointing to flow out of our hands, literally out of our hands, down our arm, out our hands, and into Pastor Price's body. Yep, there's a wave right there, strong wave, very strong wave. Right, just take it, receive it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Powerful wave going in right now. Glory to Jesus. It's still going in. I mean, it's really strong. Really strong. If you're not already breathing better, you will. I mean, four wheel.
Hallelujah. Four wheel. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I just loose this power of the Holy Spirit into every respiratory problem or condition. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. How dare you even try to be here? How dare you in Jesus' name? Now you move on out. Okay, well, that's it. That's it.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Elder Hawkins,
and
I believe
wow.
I received it. And Elder Hawkins, while you're praying for me, all of a sudden over my eye, on my eye on the right side, a pain started coming right on the right side, going up above the eyebrow and up into the head, and on the right side of the head. I don't know what that is, but it just started having a pain during that time, during the prayer time. So I ask that you would stand with me for that, and then I'll go on. So I know that Sister Treva's waiting, Minister Treva's waiting. Glory to God.
Okay. Linda's going to sit right here next to me, and I'm going to put my hands on her as if I'm putting them on you. Actually, are you still having a pain in the head?
Mm-hmm, right over the eye, right above the eye and going up into the head.
Okay, here it goes. And in Jesus' name, go. Now, you just got it. You just got it as a blast. I don't normally do that. You got it. Go, pain.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If we do need to minister to you on that again, we will. But is it gone already?
Say it one more time.
Is it gone already?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. It lifted. I have a sense that it was somebody that was going through in their head and in their above that eye. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So whoever it was, I believe God is at the healing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I give glory to God.
Praise
I thank
Lord.
You.
Yeah, you test yourself out as you're able to on the respiratory, because I'm telling you, you were taking it. I know it.
Hallelujah.
I
receive it.
You, if you're not already feeling it, you will. I tell that to Linda when
Hallelujah.
I minister to her sometimes. If you don't already feel it, you will. Mm-hmm. You know,
amen. I receive it.
I know it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Glory to God. I give glory. I'm going to go back on mute now. God bless you. Thank you all.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. As you go on mute, I wanted to, I was just hearing a few things about Minister Amber. Father God, we just thank you right now that her blood pressure is level. In the name of Jesus, no high highs, no low lows, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah, but that her blood pressure is perfect, even less than 120 over 80, in the name of Jesus, continually, hallelujah. And we just thank you for it, Lord God, and any kind of vestiges of hypertension, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, and we just send forth, hallelujah, the cleansing, healing, purging blood of Jesus going into every cell, organ, and tissue of her body in the name of Jesus. bringing forth healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And all of those who need that prayer, hallelujah, it went to you as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Opening up the line for Reverend Treva. I'm going to read her note first, and then I'll open up her line. She said, she greets us, and then she said that she's hot all over, and the anointing of the Lord is strong here in California. Glory to God. No pain in her body tonight. She took a turmeric and ginger pill today. They caused the pain in her lower back and sciatica nerve to go down to from 5 to 3. And then when she got on the phone tonight, hallelujah, when she got on the phone tonight and you began to teach, all the pain was gone. Haven't felt this great ever. She said she had, hallelujah, she was diagnosed with scoliosis as a child and with had been in chronic pain for years. So we give God the praise. We're going to open a line for you, Reverend Treva.
Hello, good evening, good night. I'm just, and what God is doing, not only in my life, but in the life of others. And I just want to pray for that impartation. I receive it. And I just wanted you guys to pray for me for that, to be a blessing to others.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We would love to do that. Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for Reverend Treva. You know every single desire that she has to be a blessing. And you know the ways that she would be the biggest blessing to others. I pray that you would begin to use her hands for healing. I ask that you begin to use her mouth for healing. I ask that you would lead and guide her in other areas as well, not just healing, but other areas of ministry as well. I ask that gifts that are upon her or in small form would begin to come even stronger in Jesus' name, more mighty in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I ask you that you use her in prayer for others at a new level.
Yes, Lord.
At a new and different level than she has ever been or seen in her own life. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes, I ask, Lord, that you would expand her circle of influence in Jesus' name, for your glory. I ask that you bring people across her path that are in genuine need of a touch, grace, love, caring, and healing in Jesus' name. I ask that you would use her tender spirit to bless more people and bless them in a deeper way than ever before. And I am asking you that you use her even in healings, in notable healings in Jesus' name. I'm asking that, Lord. Now, you know the desires of her heart in a way that I do not. So I ask that you would grant these desires in Jesus' name in a bigger, mightier, stronger way than ever.
Father.
We thank you for this in Jesus' name. And we bless you. Bless her.
Not right now, I don't. Okay. I pray to Jesus. Okay. I just thought that when she asked a prayer for that it was beautiful.
Amen.
I can just tell you're such a beautiful lady. You're so beautiful. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank God.
Praise you, Jesus.
I receive that prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking about what Sister Barbara said earlier, wanting more and more. And I just keep thinking and praying, Lord, more of you, less of me. More of you, less of me.
More of you, less of me.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Also, you have anything to add?
That's it.
Well, we thank
you. Sorry.
I'm
just talking and my phone is on mute. I was just talking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. I was thanking Reverend Treva for, sending sending the testimony and letting us know. We're so glad that you are feeling good tonight. All the pain is gone. Hallelujah. And you have received the impartation and activation. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All I can
Amen.
Say is look what the Lord has done.
Okay, now you're going to make me play the song.
Exactly. That's why I said it.
There we go.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He healed
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Have a blessed
day. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. God bless
y'all. Amen. Minister Carrie, hallelujah. We're opening up your line now. Minister Elaine, we do see you. You are next. So hold tight. Amen.
Yes.
Minister Carrie, welcome.
Good afternoon. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say that pain that was in the right eye, all of a sudden I felt that pain, but it just disappeared. It came and just disappeared, so I'm just relieved. So I don't know what that was. It was my right eye.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Also,
that is so amazing. That is
miracle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a beautiful example of how the Holy Spirit can move,
mm-hmm.
because Pastor Price was on, and then he and the Holy Ghost gave her a word of knowledge about that thing, and then, you know, I started to pray, and then I just, it was like, well, we all prayed, and I knew it was done.
Yes.
That is so, wow. Well,
you knew it.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yes.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very wonderful.
And,
that really shows that the impartation has happened.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that, yeah, I received the impartation also. And I would just like to have prayer, prayer for me, please.
Okay. Anything in specific?
Well, I serve young people, so I would like to just have prayer for that, just to serve them, however the Lord leads me with them. It's just a group of young people.
Okay. Wonderful. That's our future. That's our future right there.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you see the needs of this young group, and you see how Reverend Treves is giving and serving.
Minister Carey.
Yes.
Minister Carey. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
And I'm just asking that your full will would be done to her, that she would be such an impact, a greater impact to the young folks. Lead her, guide her, use her in ways that maybe you've never used her before. Use her in even stronger in ways that you already are using her. Ask that you would give her ideas, give her creativity, and patience, strength, and grace to make a really good, strong Jesus impact on these young folks. Father, I ask that you would use her to mold them and make them into who you want them to be, and they will help shape our world and shape our world for the future. Thank you, Lord, for her heart to minister to these. Bless her for this, Lord. I ask you to multiply blessings for her. And I ask you that you, by your Spirit, give her strength, that she not be discouraged in any way, and that she would fulfill the vision that you've given her and the place and assignment that you've given her. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Looking for a better future. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Minister Linda, before we go, did you want to say anything?
You have anything to
say? Yeah, I am being so blessed tonight by the fact that most of the call-ins have, with the prayer request, have been, Lord, make me, bless me in a way, Lord, or recreating me in a way, Jesus, that I can help others. And just her desire to minister to these young people and to be there for them, that is, you know, that's my joy every day of my life, is the fact that I have a big family, so I'm around a lot of young people. And if I can just keep letting them know all the time Jesus is the way, and I just found out that a couple of my family members that love the Lord, but they haven't been in church the way that they should, or that they are getting back in church the way that they should. And I have a very big testimony. I have a son that had an experience with God, and God set him straight. God came to him while he had COVID in a dream and told him that he had to straighten up. And, I mean, God just talks very clear to him. and he has been so moved, and he's been testifying about it. And God is just moving in my son in a mighty way. And I think the prayer request to be able to minister and know what to say to young people is the most important.
Yes.
I really do.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, praise, praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Linda. And
you're so welcome.
Yeah. I was just thinking a scripture just kept coming to me, Matthew 19:14. And Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, you know, the children mean so much to the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. And so what you are doing with the children is right from the heart of God. So much so that he says, such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Yes.
So we thank God for you, for him giving you the strength, strengthening you in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, that you would be strengthened to be able to do what he has given for you to do with these children for such a time as this.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank
Amen.
You for calling in.
She's such a blessing from God. She's such a blessing.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Thank you for sharing with us. Amen. Okay, Minister Elaine. Welcome, Minister Elaine. Are you there? Your line is open. Okay. Well, it is late where she is. Amen. And she's an early riser. So, hey, Minister Lane. Minister Lane! Okay. Amen. Well, you know the anointing starts flowing and people go out under the power. Glory to God.
She may have. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
She sent a picture, correct?
Who, Minister Elaine?
Yes.
I don't know. She sent you a picture?
Well.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. All right. So she may not be able to say anything. That's why she sent the picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I know about her elbow. Oh, my goodness. That appeared on her elbow, I want to say, 2 months ago. Because we were traveling. And still not praying for healing and all infection gone. In the name of Jesus. Okay. All right. So that's been lingering too long. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. 2 months.
That needs to go. Well. Folks, for those of you who are not looking at the picture, there is a sore on Minister Elaine's elbow. That thing
is too big and too ugly. Okay, that's all. That's, you know, and it
needs to go.
It, Linda, you're right. It needs to go.
It needs to go.
This thing is.
It needs to be cursed as Jesus cursed the fig tree. It needs to be cursed.
And we're going to curse that thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Elbow, please. Thank you. All right. Lord, we all join our faith together in the name of Jesus. I thank you that everyone's tuned in here, that they're not only tuned in to the radio, but tuned in spiritually. We appreciate that. In the name of Jesus, I lay hands on this sore on Minister Elaine's elbow, and I curse this sore and the cause of it in Jesus' name. I curse you by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command you in Jesus' name to dry up and to be gone. I command the skin to become normal. I command the skin to be healed up. I command every bit of infection. You are cursed. And I command you to get out in the name of Jesus. I order you. Get out, infection, in Jesus' name. Skin be healed. Elbow be healed. All pain, I command you to be ousted in Jesus' name. And this infection and this sore, you have been evicted. You're cursed. I command you to dry up and be gone. And by the power of the words of the Holy Ghost that are coming out of our mouths, we demand healing in Jesus' name. And you are God, you are done. You are completely rebuked in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you're now beginning a rapid, miraculous healing.
Yes, Lord.
We definitely look forward to seeing and hearing. There's an anointing going in right now. There was anointing coming from our mouths, but now there's anointing going in from our hands.
Amen.
So now, second wave. Oh, it's strong, too. It's strong, too. In Jesus' name, everything that has been damaged on this elbow due to this sore and infection, we are demanding in Jesus' name that it be healed up supernaturally fast.
Hallelujah.
Sore, you are done. You're cursed, and you've had to leave. But now we're healing up all of the damage done to the elbow. By the Holy Spirit, we are healing up all damage done by this sore and all damage that was done by the infection. And we thank you, Lord. We call it done in Jesus' name, and we do give you praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus. Whew. Whew, boy.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. I could perceive the power of the Lord. I could perceive the anointing going into the elbow and actually down the arm, even into the hand, in the name of Jesus. Wow. Every affected area. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, definitely looking forward to seeing and hearing the testimony on this. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to say in advance, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. We're going to get another picture. A healed picture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In advance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
All right. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's all the number one keys, and we are 3 minutes away from overtime. So I would just say the Lord had his way today. Amen. And
I think so too.
Hallelujah. So I just want to say check yourself. Hallelujah. Remember that time, like check your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Check yourself. Be very sensitive to what God is doing because the new gifts are the augmented gifts. The activated, accelerated gifts, hallelujah, are kicking in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So you have an assignment this week to just check it out. Check it out. See what God is doing. See if you're perceiving something even differently. Amen. And then also, as the Lord, as your hands heat up or the Lord moves you by his spirit, step out and pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Pray for their healing.
Yes.
Because that even that boldness anointing is upon you even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we have assignment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to just take a few moments here, and for anyone who needs to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I'm going to put you guys on mute, the Harkins on mute for a moment. Be ready to come back with closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you're listening tonight, and you're not sure if you are born again, if you are saved, you don't know for sure. This is your for sure night. Hallelujah. Even now. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know that this is a love thing, and he does love you, hallelujah, so much that he would die for you. If you were the only person on this earth, he would still come and die for you. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe the Bible, a choice to believe Jesus. Hallelujah. None of us was here over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, "Blessed are those who believe and have not seen." Amen. So you get a double blessing when you believe. Hallelujah. When you make a choice to believe and you have not even seen. Amen. So we're going to pray a prayer together. And when you pray this prayer, it's a simple prayer. It's a short prayer, but it's an eternal prayer. Hallelujah. Because talk about activating. This prayer will activate your faith and activate your salvation in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer tonight? Yes, you are saved, you are born again, and heaven is your home. And so we pray over you right now that the Lord right now will just touch you and fill you to overflowing right now with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, that you'll have power to do right, power to think right, power to walk right. Hallelujah. The very power of God upon you, and then that his power so strong upon you and flowing through you that you will even pray in your very own prayer language. We thank God for you even now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And, of course, we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us at any time by calling 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And you can find out more about us and what we do and the timing of our broadcast by simply Googling GITM Radio or any search engine, GITM Radio. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. Opening up the line now for the Harkies, Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
I would just close remark that this has been a very wonderful evening,
yeah.
And I'm thankful for everything that happened and the people who were on the line and people who called in as well. It was just a wonderful night.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to be here. Very glad to be here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing the changes that will begin to unfold because of what you've put into place and listening to the Lord as far as having some of these boot camps. So it's great. Great. Little Linda, you want to have anything or close out in prayer?
Sure. Lord, we want to thank you tonight, Jesus, for all of the miracles that have taken place tonight, Lord, and for the wonderful message that my husband gave tonight in teaching, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that it ministered to people and that they are just ready to walk out more of you, Lord, and less of us. And Lord God, I pray that everybody that's had a healing tonight, Lord, that you will seal that healing, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I pray that people will be able to walk in complete health and in your healing, and that they will be able to be strong and healthy and be able to serve you in whatever you're calling them to do. And Lord, I do ask that you bring us more opportunities to reach more people for you. And Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless our sister Barbara. I ask you to bless my husband. I ask you to bless everybody who's called in. And Lord Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. In your name, amen.
Okay.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. This was a wonderful night. It's been a wonderful boot camp. You all have taken us by the Spirit of God to another dimension. I feel catapulted to another dimension in the Lord and in ministry. God bless you all. Looking forward to next week. Hallelujah. So love you all. Have a blessed night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember, check yourself and see what good things God is doing in and through you. Have a blessed night, everybody.
Y'all tell the people that, don't.